now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Always fun to have these recipes that you're going to take to camp. Chaz, we've got one of your buddies on the line right now. Why don't you tell us who it is?
Chad Schaub. He runs Schaub Outfitters. He's a fish guy.
Okay.
Believe me, he's a fish guy. If there's fish to be found, Chad finds the fish. And right now it's steelhead season, so he's out in his steelhead boat right now. And he's rocking it away. He's got clients out there. He's probably banging them out right now. Chad, you got one on?
We just another one. Just took a picture of one.
Oh, that's sweet. Cool.
We were taking a picture while you were introducing me. That
sweet. So obviously the fishing's good.
Yep, we've had a good morning so far. I think we hooked six so far in the brown. Started at about 8:15. So.
Wow.
They're biting right now. We are the only boat out, so that makes it nice, too, on the Big Manistee.
Yep. So you're on the Big Man somewhere between the Great Lakes and Houghton Lake, and you're up there just so tell me a little bit about what they're biting on right now.
Right now they're still on the egg bite, still a few spawn and salmon behind or up on the gravel, so we're fishing beads in the dark slots by the gravel bars right now.
Yep.
That's awesome, Chad. Now, yep. When you're doing trips out there, if somebody wants to come out and do a trip, you doing half days and full days still?
There's not quite enough daylight to do both in the same day right now, so mainly just doing full days, you know, but I do offer half days on days that I don't have a full day.
Well, that's cool.
You know, don't quite have that 12 hours of daylight right now.
Now, when the guys come out steelhead fishing, a lot of people haven't been out with you. I know you and I have gone several times. What do they really need to bring?
All they really need to do is dress for the weather. Sunglasses, dress for the weather, and a lunch if they don't want me to provide one.
Yeah, dress warm. I mean, Chad's told me so many stories about these.
You can take layers off, you know. You can't put them on that you don't have.
Right.
People, that princesses that come out in their skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That don't fly. And yeah, Chad's...
It's not blue jean and hoodie weather right now. It's... You know, a little more than that right now.
Yeah, we're almost up to the ice suits.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Chad, tell me a little bit about what I need to know. You said, do I need a fishing license when I show up? I think I do.
Yeah, a fishing license. Yep. But they sell a one-day $10 license, so it's not not bad at all.
And you can buy that online.
And clothes and food.
Yeah, all right. And so if I can, what do I expect to, on a day trip like you're doing today, when would I expect to get there? And how long would we be on the river and all of that?
I'm usually doing 8 to 4 unless, you know, need to start later with weather or just request to start later. But 8 to 4, 8-hour day is what I'm doing. And, you know, right now I'm rowing, chasing the bobbers, you know, not even anchoring. We're just throwing out, chasing the floats with the boat.
Yep. Yep. So is that you got two clients in the boat with you?
Yep, I got two guys in here with me right now.
Yep, perfect. So this is something that you can do with one of your best buddies, a father, son, whatever.
Yep.
And if a guy doesn't know much about steelhead fishing, you've got all the equipment, right?
Oh, yeah, everything's provided.
Right, and you teach them how to use it.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad coaches them right through every step of it.
Yeah.
He's going to throw the first line for you and then teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to give you advice the entire time, and he's navigating.
I try to keep it real simple, real, you know. Bobber goes down, jerk.
So, yeah. So, hey, Chad, what's a trip costing these days? What's the average run on a day trip?
I'm $450 for 8 hours for two guys, and then I do the third person for another $100.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? A guy that'll take you down the river, give you all the equipment, put you on fish, and feed you lunch? And oh my goodness, what a
deal.
Well,
lunch is extra.
Well, so what?
Yeah, another $50 for food. So
well, fair enough. Food. Fair enough. That $50 doesn't go far in food. You're giving them a great deal.
Yeah, so. that's New York strips or Delmonico's and vegetable and potato salad, garlic toast and dessert.
On the river, on the side of the river too. Come on, guys.
Yep, right,
that's like the best Christmas gift that you could give any man or your father son combination. Holy cow.
That is it's a great trip. And Chad and I have, we had one year where we didn't have a place to hunt. And so instead of deer hunting, we went steelhead fishing.
Well, imagine that. That couldn't have been any fun.
And yeah. We really tuned it up that day because we were near a construction site, we'll say downtown Grand Rapids, and we had a friend that was working the construction site, so he had the overhead view spotting for us.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun, fun day.
Oh, yeah, man. You and staff, Yeah,
we had a blast that year because we kind of got screwed out of our hunting spot, and so we made the best of it.
Sure.
And we were able to bring back some steelhead
instead of buck deer.
Yeah, right. So, Chad, tell me about steelhead. You catch a lot of them. Is most of it catch and release? Are you keeping a few, or how's that work?
No. I try to just, you know, one a person unless they, you know, really want to keep some. But I don't mind killing a few fish, you know.
Right.
Let some people take some fish home to eat.
So do you enjoy eating it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't eat a lot. We do a lot of ice fishing, so I do a lot of bluegills.
Right.
But so, I do eat one here and there.
So what is your favorite steelhead way to prepare one?
Usually staff grilling it.
Okay, there you go. That's that's where I was going with that, is you got a buddy that does it for you. You teach him how to catch them. Somebody else can cook them. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good. Steph likes to grill them up for us.
Steph likes to cook for us.
Yeah,
that's cool. But I'll tell you, putting one on the smoker ain't bad at all.
Oh, yeah, smoked steelhead is hard to beat, too.
And
there's a few cohos around, too. We caught a few of them yesterday. They're still in good shape, too. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
The salmon are white tails right now, and not the deer variety.
Right. So. Yep. And when they're that way, they're approaching death, right? Up. Yeah. You just let those, if you hook one, you let them back because those aren't good to eat.
No. My guys yesterday went for the Grand Slam, you know.
Yeah.
Both salmon species, steelhead and brown.
Right.
Nice. Clark.
Yep. Are you catching good sized browns? Those are one of my favorite species to go after. I just think they're so cunning and hard to catch. So
yeah, we got a probably pushing five pounder yesterday.
Wow.
What was yours, Dean? Like maybe 16, 18 inches this morning. Yep.
Yeah. Those are nice browns.
Bubble line out there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Very good.
So Chad, how does anybody get a hold of you if they want to book a trip?
You can text me or Facebook message me, but my number is 616-799-4375. Or I have a website too at Shot Outfitters.
Oh, there you go. Everybody can get on that one too. And
yeah.
And do you keep a calendar on there or what's available, or we just reach out and call you?
Yeah, the available dates are on there. When you go to try to book, it'll block out the days that aren't available.
All right. And how long do you do this? I mean, is this a year-round gig, or are you about done? What's that look like?
No. I mean, the steel, it'll be here till early May. So.
Right.
And Chad will fish them right until the boat. Until we can walk on water.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Chad and I are going to switch to ice.
Yeah.
You get a couple nice days in the winter, it is good fishing.
Yeah. Right.
And there's a lot less people.
Right. And a nice day is what?
The water's.
Low to mid 30s.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The sun's out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sun's out, bobber's out. There you go.
Yep.
That's a good thing. All right. Well, Chad, hey, thanks for making time for us, brother. And I am going to get on the nose of that boat one of these days. Chaz and I will come out and get her done. So
okay,
I'm looking forward to
it. We'll see you then.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Yep.
Thanks, bye.
Hey, I'll tell you, I've fished with Chad for 20 years and hunted with him and everything else, and he just gets after it.
Yeah.
Our buddy Steph grew up with him and a couple of our other buddies, and they live north of town now. Chad lives up towards Ludington, and he fishes.
Right. Well, that big man is an incredible fishery.
Well, he does the PM, too. Yep. He'll do the Muskegon. We've done the Grand a number of times, and depending on the time of the year and where they're biting, Chad knows. Because he's talking, he's in tune with, 10 other boats.
Right. Well, and those charter captain, they're tight. I mean, there's not everybody can get that charter license on those rivers. So you know they all know each other and they respect each other, right? That's the cool part. There's an honor among captains on
that
river.
They even help each other out, because if you had six guys,
right,
Chad's going to make sure that there's a second boat,
right,
scheduled to be on the same program as you guys, so you're within yelling distance.
Yeah,
bragging distance, I like to say.
All right. Well, there it was, Chad Schaub, 616-799-4375. Give him a call, Schaub Outfitters. But coming up next, we're going to get back to the camp food. Stick with us. We'll be back.